Welcome to the Midweek Focus. Ricky Klaverkamp here on KDDR The Tornado. It's that time of year again. Missoula Children's Theater coming to town, and I've got the directors in studio with me, Alex Webster and Pablo Fulbrook, joining me in studio. Alex, Pablo, welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
How are we doing on this Wednesday, halfway through the week? Or I can't believe yet. This is every year that you guys have been doing this. Not you guys. You got get new directors every year, but I don't know how you guys pull this back all together in a week.
It's definitely a crazy experience, but it's so much fun. And that's really the magic of theater with these kids, is that we give them 5 days and a huge challenge, and they really rise to the occasion.
Well, looking at it this year, I mean, I think it was 2 years ago, we had Princess and the Pea at one point. I don't remember what it was last year, but this year, Jungle Book, how did the decision process go to make it, or decide it's Jungle Book this year?
Yeah, so that decision is actually made by our home office. We have a fantastic staff back in Missoula, Montana, and they coordinate to make sure that, especially for places like Oaks, where we're coming every year, that we always keep that record of what shows we've been doing here so that we can continue to bring new shows for these kids.
And this year, auditions were Monday. And from what I heard, rather successful.
Yeah.
Extremely successful. We have a full cast.
Whew.
It was fantastic.
Now, how many kids?
Around 76 auditioned, and we have a fully stacked cast, about 64.
Oh, my goodness. So and this is getting more and more popular, I feel like, every single year as well around town. I mean, I just can't believe it's already here. It does feel like you guys were just here last year.
Yeah, I know. It goes by so fast. And the Active Arts Club has been so great at helping promote all of this.
Mm-hmm.
I know so many of the kids were talking about, you know, oh, I auditioned last year and, you know, I did Hercules or I did Princess and the Pea. And so they've been really excited to keep doing this year after year.
All right. So you guys are travel around a lot. So, I know every year you guys are on kind of like a tour. So how far into your guys' quote unquote tour of duty have you guys been on?
We're about 6 months in. We began at the beginning of summer in June.
Oh, goodness. Mm-hmm. Where have you guys all been then?
We've been to Indiana, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio. We've been to Saskatchewan, Canada, Alberta, Canada. And now we're making our way down the Midwest.
I didn't realize you guys would go to Canada.
Yeah, so Missoula Children's Theater serves all 50 states, about 5 provinces in Canada, and 16 countries internationally. We are all over the place at all times.
Now, like, some of these kids may want to go in to continue on with their acting, or they might want to do Missoula. How could they maybe get more involved in Missoula Children's Theater after they graduate high school?
Yeah, well, actually, it's really great. So there are a couple of different options for performing arts camps while these kids are still in school during the summers. So we actually have a couple of kids in our cast who have been to the 1 week and 2 week camps up in Montana. And so they get to see home office, see how everything works, and they do wonderful performance work. Missoula brings in excellent guest artists and lovely teachers. So they take classes, they perform, and it helps kind of, you know, allow them to move forward in their theater career. And then a lot of people will, you know, by the time they get to college age, they know that if this is something they want to do, they can start auditioning, you know, once they hit a couple of years into their college education.
How long have you guys been working for Missoula?
This is our first time working for Missoula.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
We both auditioned at the Southeastern Theater Conference this year,
mm-hmm.
got a call back, and now here we are.
My goodness. So this is a new experience. 6 months on the road then, just constant go, go, go.
Yeah. So we're in a new place every week, which makes it really fun and keeps everything super fresh.
And again, coming back to us here in Oaks, Jungle Book, the play this year, and how are we looking for a... Or just day two is today for prep. So how are we looking so far?
Yeah, so it's really crazy. We, by the end of today, they've already learned the entire show.
My goodness.
We've got piano. We'll start with scenic and costumes tomorrow. I mean, it's just so crazy. They've been working so hard. And especially with this many kiddos, they've been doing such a lovely job working together as a team and really investing into the process. It's a really fun show. So our Jungle Book isn't the Disney Jungle Book. It's actually going back to the original fairy tale of the Jungle Book. And we actually also have the story of Rikki Tikki Tavi in there as well.
Yes.
So it's super cute. It's a really great understanding of the original story. In a really fresh and fun way. I mean, and it's back to back. It is musical numbers left and right. I mean, we've got wolves, we've got snakes, monkeys, all of the jungle animals. And then, of course, our classic characters, Mowgli, Bagheera, Baloo. It's a really great time. And they are doing such a great job bringing this show to life.
Is it a good cross section of kids out there, seniors to all the way down to?
Yeah. We've got everyone first through 12th grade, and it is quite the variety. It was really exciting to see that at auditions.
All right. The sets. So how do you guys put the sets together this quickly?
So our sets are all fabric. They fit in a big red bag. We travel it all around the country with it, and then we have poles that set everything up. It takes us about an hour to put everything up.
Huh. So imagine a tent, but with metal poles instead of like tiny little rods. Yeah. So everything is collapsible and travels really well. Our home office, we have an entire costume and properties design team that specially make things for tour. And so they have created this process that works so well and has really held the test of time.
Play is this upcoming weekend, Friday and Saturday. What time are we looking at?
Yes. So it's going to be 7 p.m. in the Oaks South Gym Friday and Saturday night.
So perfect time. Everybody gets going out there. Maybe just showing up. I mean, it's going to be a fun time. And tickets available at the door.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a great time. Tickets are available at the door. It's going to be a party. We're going to have a lovely set of evenings this weekend.
And then where are you guys off to after this?
We are heading to Chester, Montana, and then we'll do two stops in Montana and then go home for Christmas.
Well, that's finally get a break.
Oh yeah, it'll be good.
All right, guys, thanks so much for joining me, and thank you guys again for coming on out to Oaks, bringing the theater to Oaks. It's always fun to have Missoula Children's Theater out here.
Oh, of course, thank you. Your community has been so welcoming to us.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Of course. That is Alex Webster, Pablo Fulbrook. They're from Missoula Children's Theater. Again, the play is this upcoming weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock. Come on out to the Oak South Gym and see Jungle Books. Tickets are available at the door. All right, the Jerry Edwards Show continues in a moment.